Hello, and welcome back to Reservoir's Bible Guide podcast for Lent 2018. This year, during the Lenten season, we're exploring the book of Revelation, focusing on our identity as children of God in a fractured world, and looking for hope as we resist the worst of our times and let Jesus center us. My name is Helen Lee, and I'm on staff here at Reservoir Church. This year's Bible Guide was written by Steve Watson, senior pastor at Reservoir, and I'm happy to share it with you here in podcast form. Thanks for joining us. Reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 1 through 10. After this, I heard what seemed to be the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven, saying, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power to our God, for his judgments are true and just. He has judged the great whore who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants. Once more they said, Hallelujah! The smoke goes up from her forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God who was seated on the throne, saying, Amen. Hallelujah. And from the throne came a voice saying, Praise our God, all you, his servants, and all who fear him, small and great. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the sound of many waters and like the sound of mighty thunder peals, crying out, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. To her it has been granted to be clothed with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. And the angel said to me, Write this, Blessed are those who are invited into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true words of God. Then I fell down at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your comrades who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Some points of interest here. The loud voice of a great multitude. So begins the seventh and final of Revelation's worship scenes, this one on the tale of Babylon's funeral. Hallelujah. A Hebrew expression of praise that means praise Yahweh, the likely Hebrew pronunciation of the name of God, I Am, first revealed to Moses at the burning bush. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants. The singers are celebrating Babylon's destruction, consumed by its own violence. They're not bitter or vengeful. They're relieved that their blood or that of any other servants of God will be shed no more. Like the sound of many waters, the voice of the victory choir sounds like the voice of Jesus in the first chapter. To follow Jesus is to become more and more like Jesus, and at the same time more and more like our true selves. For the marriage of the Lamb has come. The unity of Jesus' people with Jesus is so close it's given the metaphor of marriage. The Lamb who was slaughtered and became a shepherd as well is now ready to live happily ever after with the faithful people who love Jesus. His bride has made herself ready. There are four women in Revelation. The first and third are Jezebel from chapter 2 and the prostitute of chapters 17 through 18. One is a historical reverence, one a generalized one for people of societies that have lost their way and seek to lead other peoples away from God and away from what is good and true and beautiful. The second, the sun-clothed woman from chapter 12 who gives birth to Jesus. This is Jesus' mom, Mary, or maybe a Mother Earth-like personification of all humanity. The final woman is what all of us can become, loved by, united with Jesus. The fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. We all know how carefully brides prepare and dress up for their wedding day. The bride of Christ is here called the saints, God's holy ones, and gets dressed in righteous deeds. If you grew up religious, you might have over-specific associations with the words holy and righteous. Sorry if that's distracting. In the context of Revelation, it's in contrast to the bad deeds of Rome or any other empire, past or future. It's resisting the lying, greedy, violent ways of empire and living truthfully, honestly, and peaceably. It's resisting the marketing propaganda and false worship and exploitation of empire and worshiping the God who cares for us in the incomplete, vulnerable, needy state we find ourselves in this life. A spiritual exercise to try. This week, in light of the judgment on all human systems that resist God and God's good and humane ways on earth, we consider the command to come out and turn away from the evil baked into human societies, our own included. Today, consider how you have believed the lies of marketing propaganda and hoped that consumer goods would satisfy you. Invite Jesus, if you like, to help you make peace with your emptiness, to look forward to your future fulfillment when you are one with Jesus. And a direction for prayer. Pray that God would lead your church to more and more righteous deeds, acts of love and beauty and truth that show the world what Jesus looks like and prepare members of your church for their destiny as part of the bride of Christ.